Charles just told us about Russia's tensions with the U.S. Now we look at Russia's tensions with NATO amid the Ukraine war and Russian drone hits across Europe. This week, Russia tested its nuclear readiness, and a top Kremlin official warned of a potential, quote, head-on clash between nuclear powers. That came after NATO tried a surprising new tactic to try to prevent nuclear attacks. It publicized a practice run of its own nuclear exercises. Reporter Terry Schultz watched one of these NATO drills in the Netherlands and sent us this report from Volkel Air Base.
Takeoffs like this one used to be top secret. This year, for the first time ever, journalists got a front row seat.
A nice long view of the takeoffs of the F-35 and the Tornadoes. So that's good.
Good and groundbreaking. For years, the very existence of this nuclear exercise and even its name, Steadfast Noon, was so highly classified that NATO officials, including the alliance's former director of arms control, William Albrecht, were not allowed to speak the words.
I mean, I would have been in jail if in 2016 I had said the word Steadfast Noon in public.
Those rules were finally loosened just 4 years ago when Steadfast Noon was made public, but Albrecht was still shocked to learn journalists were invited this year to witness NATO fighter jets practicing the hypothetical deployment of U.S. nuclear weapons at one of the six European military bases where they've been stored since the 1950s, NATO's ultimate deterrent. This one is near the North Sea.
This is truly unprecedented to take journalists on site to watch a nuclear strike evaluation exercise. Really, this has been a pivot because of Putin's reckless war on Ukraine towards allies renewing their need to talk to their publics and to increase their knowledge, which then increases their confidence, which allows them to make the case better.